Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So my man Mufti Saab put me on the spot with the I Have a Dream speech. I'm loud, Ustad. No? Okay. And I think this is going to be more like the bullet or the ballot speech. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. Allahu Akbar. That's it, I got it, I'm done. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ila hubbik. I know other du'as, alright? For real, trust me, I'm serious. I know other du'as. I'm serious, I'm not lying. But I love this dua.
Alhamdulillah.
And it's so comprehensive. It's everything that Mufti just talked about. Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amalan yuqarribuni ila hubbik. Alhamdulillah. My topic today is why aren't my du'as being answered, or as a question, are my supplications being answered? And I want to begin with a verse of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ, your Lord says to you, addresses us, اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, call upon me, call upon me, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will answer your call. What is the objective of our du'as? I think we need to really ask ourselves in these final nights of Ramadan, what is the objective of our dua? And if we really think about it, if we really, really look at the core, the thing that we're supplicating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about is an excuse for closeness. Let me say that again. The thing that we're calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, oh Allah, I need help with this. Oh Allah, my health. Oh Allah, my family. Oh Allah, this. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. The actual purpose is the oh Allah. I don't think you feel me yet. Like, that is actually what we're seeking, is that call. It's like when you, may Allah preserve our parents, right? It's like, if you lose a parent, all you want is the ability to call them again. About what? I don't know. I just want to call mama again. I just want to call baba again. About what? What do you want to call about? I don't know. I just want to be able to call them again. The objective of our dua is not what we're asking. That's an excuse that God has given you in order to enable you to call upon him. You feel me? And when you realize that, you reach a whole nother level of a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before we go into is my dua being answered, I wanted to say, like, the objective of the dua is the connection. I remember hearing as a student, one of my teachers, I don't even know where it was quoted from, but one student said to another teacher, I've been calling Allah, asking for this exact thing for 40 years. And my dua hasn't been answered yet. 40 years. The Shaykh looked at him and said, that is the answer to your dua. That thing that you were calling kept you connected to Allah for 40 years. What do you lose if you gain Allah? And what do you gain if you lose Allah? You feel me? Like, if you had everything that you were making dua for, would you still be making dua? I always joke about the dude that just gets the new whip, right? Y'all heard this joint before? When your whip is all messed up, you remember Allah a lot. You remember Allah a lot. Bismillah. I walk out the house, bismillah, tuwakkal tu ala Allah. Get in the car, Allahu Akbar, bismillah. Subhanallah, sakharna hadha wa kunna mukrinin. Everything. You get the new whip, man, you chilling. The hardship, unfortunately, is often what we need in order to stay connected. So it's the connection that's the asal, the core of everything. And so before we go into is my dua accepted, the first thing I wanted to say is the purpose of dua. Once you realize the purpose, you've already elevated yourself from what we're going to talk about next, straight up. Once you've already realized that this is an excuse to get close to Allah, I'm already elevated, I'm good. But let's go forward. Are my du'as being answered? So, I actually remembered, we discussed this in our Sufficient Answer podcast. Jawab al-Kafi, old school. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, rahimahullah, he gives some beautiful advice about things that may stop our du'a from being accepted. Things that may stop our du'as from being accepted. The first thing he says, take notes on these mentally, whatever. You can just listen to podcasts again. The first thing he says is that the dua is messed up first and foremost. The dua is messed up. Like, you're making dua for some bad stuff. Like, oh Allah, mess up such and such. Oh Allah. You know what I'm saying? Like, qati'atul rahim, breaking family up. Or some ithman. That dua right there, the dua itself is messed up. So that dua is stopped right from there when it comes off of your tongue. That's the first thing. And then he says the second thing, and this is something that I think our generation, we need to really focus on. He says, ضعف القلب وأدم إقبال على الله تعالى وقت الدعاء. He said, or it comes from a weak heart. A weak heart. Now this is beautiful. He says, imagine this. He says, imagine like a bow and arrow, right? He's like, the dua is the arrow. But the bow that you're using, imagine you don't pull it back enough or the string is too loose. And you pull it and you shoot and it just falls right there on the floor, right in front of you. And you're like, yeah, what's up with this arrow? I'm like, bro, pull it back more. Put more into it. Put whatever you got into it, it'll go further. So Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, he says, when your heart isn't fully engaged in the dua, it's like having a bow that you haven't pulled back. And so you let go of it and you're like, yo, what happened? And so what the lesson for us is that, like, we need our hearts present in the dua. We need our hearts present right there in the moment. And the hadith that comes to mind, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the narration is in Mustadrak Hakim. He says, Udu Allah, Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Udu Allah, call upon Allah, wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Muqinuna bil ijaba. He says, call Allah in a way that you know it's going to be accepted. You know it's going to be accepted. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. This is a hard one for me. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he comes one day to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in tears. He comes in tears to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these aren't tears of joy, these are tears of pain. And tears of pain flow different than tears of joy. They even taste different. So he comes to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's like, Ya Rasulullah, my mother. Mother's Day is tomorrow, y'all. I forgot, man. Today, yo. And my mother shows me up because she's sending stuff for my wife. Y'all know how mothers is. They look out for every mother. So she's like, oh, something's coming. I'm like, oh, yeah, for you too. Don't worry, it's coming. Man. Mother, I know, bro, but you know. Make dua for her, guys. Make dua. Abu Huraira radiallahu, he comes, he's crying. He says, Ya Rasulullah, make dua for my mother. She curses you, she curses this religion, she hates it. Make dua for her, please. And he's in tears. And Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so moved by his state that he literally lifted up his hands and he says, Ya Allah, guide the mother of Abu Huraira. Guide the mother of Abu Huraira. Guide the mother of Abu Huraira. Abu Huraira gets up. It's done. It's over. He turns around. He walks back to his house. He's about to open the door. He knocks at the door because that's the adab the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. Don't just bust in your own home. There's sisters there. Don't just bust in. Knock at the door, bro. So Abu Huraira, he knows the adab of Rasul. He knocks at the door. And she says, stop, stop. And he could hear water splashing. So she must be bathing. She says, stop, stop, wait, don't come in yet. I'm bathing right now. A few moments later, she says, come in. Mama, what were you doing? Oh, I was taking a bath. Why, Mama? Because I realized the beauty of this religion you're following. I want to accept Islam. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Abu Huraira turns around immediately. He runs back to Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And now he's crying even more. But it's different types of tears. She accepted. She accepted. She accepted. Make a dua that everyone loves us. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made a dua. May you and your mother always be loved by the ummah. Until today, anyone, whole ummah loves Abu Huraira. Illa mashallah. Whole ummah loves Abu Huraira. So the second quality is that yaqeen. That yaqeen, it has to be there. It has to be there. The third thing that must be present is ilha fi du'a. Alih fi du'a. I remember this one sheikh I spent time with. And I was talking to him and he just said one phrase. He says, alih fi du'a. Alih. What does alih mean? You know when the kids were like 2-3 years old and they ask you for cookies and they just don't stop? MashaAllah, she's right there.
It's my life every day.
Oh man, yo. Some of y'all got little brothers and sisters, or you got children, and when they just go, mommy, 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 and someone around you, they'll go crazy in a second. For me, I'm like kind of used to it. I'm like, yeah, I could have a whole conversation, like going on. Yeah, like, yeah, right? But they don't stop. They don't stop. They don't, and they, why don't they stop? Because they know you'll give it. No, seriously, there's a lesson to learn in this. There's a deep lesson to learn. هُوَ الَّذِي يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. That person who's just persistent. And the problem we have is that we grew up really individualist. The first thing we learned to say is, I can do it on my own. I could do it. I could do it. I could do it. Dua is the exact opposite. I can't do it. I can't do it. And we've been saying, I could do it for so long. When we sit there and do this, we're still thinking, I could do a little bit, ya Allah. Just help me out a little. No. No, I can't do anything, ya Allah. I have no power. La hawla wa la quwwata illa bik. No power, no might except through you. That's what it means. I can't do anything. So the second thing, one hadith, in Allah, yuhibbul mulahina fi du'a. Those who just give it their all, ya Allah, when they make dua. You know, I think y'all call it, what, ugly crying? Right? I never heard that phrase until Sheikh used it, right? Like, yo, that's when you let it all out. It was about Herbert. Like, I never heard a phrase like, what's ugly cry? It's like, oh, now I get it. No, seriously, at that time of dua, you're not worried how you look. You're not worried how anything is. Let me give an example. Yawm Badr, the day of Badr, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making dua. Because this is a decisive moment in the life of Muslims. I'm almost done, inshallah. This is a decisive moment in the life of Muslims. Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is in his tent. He's making dua. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq is sitting behind the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has his hand stretched and he's making dua. He's making dua. And he's making it so like emphatically that his rida that's on his shoulders falls off. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq starts to feel something. And Abu Bakr comes from behind. He lifts up the shawl. Like the Prophet isn't thinking about his clothes. He lifts up the cloth. He wraps the Prophet and he says, "It's okay. It's okay. Allah is listening to you. Allah will answer you." Abu Bakr is calming down the Prophet ﷺ at this point. But the point is the way he was making dua. The way he was, and that's what in these last few nights, in these last few hours, man, open your heart to Allah. A dua huwa al-ibadah. Dua is the actual. I was thinking as, you know, the shuyukh were talking. I began my journey to Allah just through dua. I literally saw Islam. I'm considering it. And I say, "Oh God, if this is true, guide me. And if it's not, take me away from it." It began with just dua. And the essence of everything is dua. Your heart's connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last thing, and I'm going to conclude with this. The last thing that will get in the way of your dua is isti'jal. Wanting it right away. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a person is accepted, their dua is accepted, as long as they don't get hasty with it. You know, parenting, man, brings you to a whole nother realization, man. Like, your kids will call you, right? You'll be like, "I'm coming." 10 seconds later, like, "Baba, I said I was coming." "No, you didn't come quick enough. You didn't come quick enough." Children, it's all right. They're good. They masoom. They're innocent. But that's how we are with Allah sometimes too. We call Allah, didn't come quick enough, ya Allah. Na'udhu billah min dhalika. So the Prophet ﷺ in the hadith, the sound narration, he says that, I'm going to read this narration. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Ma min muslimin yad'u." No Muslim makes any dua. Illa atahu Allahu biha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that dua in one of three forms. I'm going to go through the forms. The Rasul ﷺ, he then said, as long as the person isn't hasty. The Sahaba, they said, "What do you mean hasty?" Rasul ﷺ, they say, he replied, he said, "You say, I made dua, it wasn't answered," so they give up dua. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi, he said this. He said, imagine this, you planted a seed. I got to connect it to gardening, you know. You planted a seed, and you began to water it. You began to water it. You began to water it. You're taking care, you're watering it, you're watering it. And right before it was about to sprout, it's not growing, forget this. That's what Ibn Qayyim al-Jawzi says you're doing. Keep putting water on that. Keep taking care of that seed. It will grow. The last hadith I'm going to share, inshallah, this beautiful narration. I love this narration. What does it mean for the dua to be answered? Last thing now. We looked at the objective of dua. We looked at what stops dua from being accepted. And the last thing, what does it mean for it to be accepted? The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says Allah gives one of three things for every dua. I know many of you heard this hadith, but we have to. This is a dars that you need every day. This isn't a dars you should hear once a month. This is a dars you should hear every day. This hadith. Rasul ﷺ says, for whatever dua you make, whatever dua you make, Allah gives you one of three things. Please remember this hadith. Write it down. Put it in your car, on the dashboard, something. One of three things. Number one, the Rasul ﷺ said, either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ta'ajjala lahu da'watahu. Allah gives that thing you made dua for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens that door right away. And I'm sure many of us have examples of things we just thought about them. Ya Allah, bam, it was right there. You're like, whoa, this is kind of quick connection here. Tried it next time, it didn't work so quick. Second one. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, imma an yadakhiraha lahu fil akhirah. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, no, that isn't good for you in this world. But the reward for your dua, you will see in the hereafter. You know, Sahaba, they used to say that when a person sees the reward for what the duas they didn't get answered, they will wish that none of their duas were answered in the world. I wish you never answered any of them, because look at what I'm looking at now. Because whatever was answered in the dua died with the dua, with the dunya. And whatever was saved for the akhirah, it stays in the akhirah forever. And the last one, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, or some evil calamity, some hardship will be pushed away from you as a result of that dua you made. That's the third thing. A calamity pushed away. What did the Sahaba say when they heard this? This is my favorite part. The Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, idhan nukthir. They said, if that's true, idhan nukthir, we will make a lot of dua. What do you think the Prophet ﷺ said? Yeah, good job. He said, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He said, Allahu Akbar. They said, we're going to do so much. Rasul ﷺ said, Allahu Akbar. Allah is more. There is no much with Allah. Allahu Akbar. This is the time of dua. Last few days. I'm not going to talk at all about finishing off strong. That's the next speaker, inshallah. But connect to Allah. Connect to Allah. I'm going to end with just 2 minutes, not even. I promise. No, for real, for real, for real. I'm still within my time. I started at 07. No, one last thing. Okay, some of you have heard me say this again, and I want to remind you of it. One of the things we get in the habit of doing is, have you ever been in an argument with someone and that you live with and you have to interact with on a daily basis, and you can interact with them without having eye contact with them? So like you're like, are you gonna pick up the kids? Like, yeah, I'm gonna pick up the kids, yeah. Are you gonna wash the dish? Yeah. You gonna go to grocery? Yeah, I'm gonna go to grocery. What do you want? You want squash? Okay, I'll get squash, yeah, whatever. And you never make eye contact. Squash, yeah. Well, you think I was gonna say brisket or something? Chicken? Squash, man, squash is good, all right? They just haters, man, haters, yo. No, seriously, so you ever been in that mode where you can interact completely fine with someone, interact, but you never make eye contact? You don't have a meaningful connection with them. You feel me? Right? It could be a sibling, a spouse, it could be a brother, sister, whatever. You can still get along and get things done, but you're not connecting, right? Cashier? Yeah, exactly, beautiful. Just exchange. Here, oh, excellent example. Cashier, check this. I think a lot of us, we go through much of our ibadah without making eye contact with Allah. No shirky stuff. Feel me on this, yo. No eye contact. And I know, like, don't take it out of context, all right? No shirky stuff here, but you get what I'm trying to say. There's no eye contact. You've done the ibadah, you've done the fasting, but it was just transactional. It was just, let me get through it. I never like, Ya Allah. You feel me? This is what we need to redo right now. Have that moment where you're like, Ya Allah, I haven't looked you in the eye in a minute. And you understand what I mean by that. Don't take it out of context. No, for real, because like, if someone takes a snippet, the sheikh was saying, look Allah in the eye. Yo, YouTube and Twitter and stuff be vicious, yo. They take that one part. So seriously, no, all jokes aside, man, we really need to have those moments where we have eye contact. That heart to heart, like, again, heart to heart. You feel me? Everyone gets it though? All right, cool. As long as you understand, khair, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to benefit in our days, in these nights. May Allah rejuvenate our faith in iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala collect us, gather us together like this on the day of judgment, allowing all of us to enter together into Jannah at one time, inshallah ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.